ordinary Christians. That's what most of the multitude of Christianity would claim to be. For this multitude, Annie Sherwood Hawks, born May 28, 1835 in Hoosick, New York, was an ordinary Christian living an ordinary life. She wrote what would be the Ordinary Christian's Prayer Anthem. Annie Sherwood married Charles Hawks in 1859. They lived in Brooklyn, New York, where Annie was a housewife and a mother of three children. She also liked to write poetry. Robert Lowry, a poet and musician himself, was pastor of the Hanson Place Baptist Church, where the Hawks family were members. He encouraged Annie to use her ability and write religious poetry. It is not known whether Hawks ever read The Practice of Presence of God by Brother Lawrence, but it's apparent that they shared the desire to continually be aware of God's presence as they went about their daily task. That presence was especially real in the June day of 1872 when the sun was shining. Hawks working around the house, suddenly she wrote, "I became filled with a sense of the nearness of the Master." She wondered, could anyone live without Jesus? She sat down as these thoughts rolled over and over in her head and wrote, "I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord." The hymn came full circle. In 1888, Hawks' ordinary life was interrupted by the death of her husband. In her grief, felt more deeply by her own words, "I need thee every hour, in joy or pain, come quickly and abide, or life is vain."
I need thee, oh bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, most holy one, oh make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. Savior.